Find your perfect home on Realtor.com. The perfect home in the perfect neighborhood, in the perfect school district, perfectly close to work, but perfectly far enough away to escape to. With over 500,000 new listings every month on Realtor.com, you won't miss out on your perfectly perfect home. Trust the number one site real estate professionals trust. Search now on Realtor.com. Based on average new for sale and rental listings July 2024 through June 2025. Number one trusted based on August 2025 proprietary survey among real estate professionals.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, May 11th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has taken the stand today in the landmark trial between Elon Musk and OpenAI. Musk is suing OpenAI and its leaders, Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, for allegedly manipulating him into giving tens of millions of dollars to a nonprofit organization only for them to turn the AI lab into a for-profit venture. Musk is also suing Microsoft, OpenAI's largest investor. During direct testimony, Nadella said Musk never reached out to him to express concerns when Microsoft made its initial investment in 2019, nor when the tech giant committed an additional $10 billion to the startup in January 2023. Nadella also said that Microsoft's strategic partnership with OpenAI was about obtaining rights to the company's intellectual property. News Corp, the owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Chip startup Cerebras Systems is boosting its IPO price ahead of its trading debut this Thursday. A new company filing shows it now plans to sell 30 million shares at up to $160 each, aiming to raise up to $4.8 billion. Cerebras chips are designed for inference workloads, the type of computations required to allow an AI model to respond to user inquiries, and have seen surging demand as AI labs transition from training to running their models. And Circle Internet Group says it has pre-sold $222 million worth of a new token to investors, including BlackRock and Andreessen Horowitz. The sale signals continued demand for digital assets from institutional investors, even as major cryptocurrencies struggled to reclaim last year's highs. The company says the token, which hasn't been launched, is linked to Circle Arc's blockchain, a stablecoin-based network announced in October. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.
How are the U.S. businesses of Philip Morris International invested in America? We're invested in advancing science, giving adults who smoke better options. We're invested in American manufacturing, helping local economies thrive. We're invested in community, supporting military veterans and their families, disaster relief, and economic empowerment. Because we're proud to be invested in America. See how at USPMI.com.